gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us once again on Outdoor Journal Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie with the hat today, so we know what that means.
Why, thank you.
Okay. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, as per usual, running the ship today. What a wonderful week I had. I have to tell you, before we get into anything else, I just came back from Kansas City. Actually, I flew to Kansas City, but I went to a little place called Olathe.
Olathe?
Olathe. Yeah. Oh. It's a little town that Garmin International literally owns.
Oh, okay.
It's where they have their global headquarters. And little communities just outside of Kansas City, and that's where all of the high-tech stuff gets developed, research and development facility. Actually, I think they have two factories there as well. I didn't visit them, but we were in the R&D departments. Small little place, about 4,800 employees running around, 5,000 employees on their research and development side of the company.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyways, it was a great week. Saw some incredibly exciting new products that are on the road for us outdoorsies. Great technology coming our way. Not like there isn't great technology right now, but even further enhanced with some of the stuff that we saw. I had a bit of time to spend with some old friends down there. You know, I don't know whether you ever met him, Stephen. Jimmy Houston, who does the little bumper on this show.
No, I've never,
you never
met him.
I
talked
to him
multiple times on the phone.
Yeah, he was there.
How's he doing?
Time with it. Good, good, good. So
still full set of hair?
Oh, yeah. He looks like Mo from the Three Stooges, except it's blonde. A blonde Mo. I've never seen anything like it. Anyways. I had a great time, like I said, great things coming out. For those of you who don't know, Garmin introduced in August their latest piece of technology for the angling community, and that is their new Force trolling motor, which completely defies everything that we've learned about electric motors for the last 50 years. It's a brushless system, so it is entirely quiet. I mean, so quiet that you have to continually check to see if it's on. What they did, knowing full well that this was going to be a problem, they have a red light right on the top of the motor so that when it's under power, the red light is on because you can't hear it.
Really?
Yeah, we're so used to hearing trolling motors. Yeah. This was brand new stuff. It's exciting. They also have come up with a way normally trolling motors will run on very defined sets of voltage and amperage, and they now have come up with a way to make this motor run on just about anything. So you can run it on 24 volts, you can run it on 36 volts, whatever you happen to have on the boat, it'll run on. So just some cool stuff. Anyways, enough about that. I'm back. Oh, and one other thing about my trip to Kansas City. I had to use, why are you saying uh-oh?
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
I had to use our national carrier.
I knew it.
To get to Kansas City. Our good friends at Air Canada flew me down. Last time I flew them was, I'm going to say, 2 years, not that I remember the incident, but I'm going to say it's 2 years, 3 months, and 4 days prior to this one. I used them. I took a flight to Sault Ste. Marie. And right on schedule, as per normal, they were late getting me out of Toronto, and they were late getting me back from Sault Ste. Marie. That was 2.5 years ago almost. And I haven't used them since, but I had to use them on this one. I, you know, just one of those things. And guess what?
What?
They were 2 hours getting me out of Toronto, and there were a mere 9 hours getting me back home.
Late. Oh my!
Thank you, folks at Air Canada. It's just wonderful being able to be a part of the whole Canadian travel industry thing. It's wonderful. Give them a round of applause, please, if you don't mind. Thank you. That's for Air Canada and their competency and all that stuff. Hey, don't forget, there's only one 9.9 from Mercury available. It's going to be given away on the 16th of December, which is, mere days from now.
Yeah.
And so you need to get to fishingcanada.com. You need to go to the contest section of said site. And you need to make sure that you get a ballot in every day between now and the 16th. Mm-hmm. The more ballots you have in, the better your chances of winning the final 9.9. That'll be nine Mercury 9.9s that we will have given away this year.
Man.
How cool is that? And all you have to do, it's absolutely free. Go to fishingcanada.com website and look for the contest button. Enter. Answer a skill testing question, and Bob's your uncle.
Cool.
By the way, it was very nice. The temperature down there in Kansas City was wonderful.
What temperature was it?
It was warm.
Oh, okay.
That's all I know. But I see that ours now is doing a bit of a flip-flop. We were supposed to have a severe winter this year. Started out that way. Now it's kind of wimping out on us. My Lou, my next-door neighbor, is all pissed because he's got his snowmobile ready to go, and now the snow's melting. So he's not very happy about that. But I see that Environment Canada has made a bit of an about turn on their forecast and their prediction. And in fact, now they're saying we may have one of the mildest winters on record.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's
after
good.
We said we were going to have the worst winter.
I'm fine with mild.
We'll see. They haven't gotten it right in the 65 years I've known them, so I don't know why they're going to change today. On the show today, we have a special guest that's going to be dropping in the studio. His name is, you've met him before on the program, Brian Pollock from Dive Source.
Yes.
He is just back from, I think, one of the most extraordinary adventures that a human being could ever have. And he's going to share that with you when he comes on the program after this break coming up. Will Wegman will be joining us to talk about the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo.
Yes.
The big one, which is coming up shortly, I think in a matter of days. We'll talk about that
next weekend
with him. Is it next weekend?
Yep, I'm going down there.
Oh, you and me?
Yeah, I'm signing autographs and everything.
Perfect. I'm in. Will Wegman, a Canadian Angler Hall of Famist, will be joining us to talk to us about that because he's going to be presenting at that show.
Yep.
Next week. Luke Levesque. Now, we were supposed to have him on the program last week, but we ran into some timing issues. Luke, we first had on the program. Yeah, we had timing issues.
You just like talking a lot.
No, I don't like talking a lot. We had timing issues. Who did we have on? Ron James was on the program. I couldn't stop him from talking.
That's true. Yep. Yeah.
Anyways, Luke Levesque will be joining us. He is known as the groomer guy.
Yes.
If you recall, we had him on the program about 4 or 5 years ago, and this guy is the groomer guy. That's what he does for a living. He grooms the Canadian snowmobile trails that run through northern Ontario in the Algoma region, and man, he is a character. He even does a live podcast now from the trail, which is really cool. So we're going to hook up with Luke here shortly. Who else we got? We got, not that those weren't great guests, but we have Dr. Ying Zhang from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health joining us to talk to us about post-Lyme disease syndrome.
Oh.
Post. So I guess when you get cured, now there's another thing.
Wait, there's more.
Wait,
sadly.
Exactly. As if there wasn't enough. I mean, we talked about Lyme disease here on a regular program. I even had Lyme. I was so much into talking about Lyme disease, I went and got it. How's that?
Well, you almost got it.
Almost got it. All right. Anyways, we'll talk about Lyme disease and things you can do, I'm sure, to prevent it. But more importantly, what happens if you do get it and you successfully come through it, there's other things to worry about. So Dr. Zhang will fill us in. And then Andrew, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but let's go with Weiner.
That works.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
He's a longtime fly fisherman who recently decided to write a children's book on the topic. And it's called Down by the River. Fascinating book. It's doing extremely well. And it's about a young boy who named Art and his adventures fishing with his grandfather. So a great read. He's going to join us to talk to us about the book and what motivated him to put such book out on the market. Busy week. I also have another special guest. I won't tell you about him right now, who may be dropping in on us while we're performing live here today.
Tap dancing.
Yes. But first, let's have a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's nationally watched Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast to Coast. Now, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. You see, it airs at 8 o'clock on Global Television Network, mm-hmm. the Fishing Canada show.
Yep.
However, unbeknownst to me, there is a pre-airing, if you will, at 6:30 in the morning on out of Kingston and right down to Peterborough.
Oh,
CKWS and CHEX.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, they air it before Global does.
Oh.
And the reason I know that is because on the way in this morning, I got a text from my good friend Dave McDonald. And he said he just watched the show and he learned something that he never really knew. And that was that you shouldn't wind your reel when the fish is on the line and it's pulling your line out. If you reel in during that period of time, it twists your line up.
Yeah.
And I guess we had that on the program today. So he thought it was important to reach out to me and tell me that he appreciated the tip.
And we learned something today, too.
What is that?
But the airing dates that we need to change.
See? See? We got it all together. Anyways, great episode going on right now. I'd be watching it like I normally would if my monitor was working, but apparently we don't have the technology or...
It's ancient. This studio's ancient.
And I can't watch it. But if I were watching it right now, I'd be watching Mr. Bowman and Mr. Nidzwicki,
yes,
the latest member of the Fishing Canada crew, at Point of Barrel. On Georgian Bay, and they are out after Northern Pike, early season Northern Pike to be exact. And it's a great episode, I can tell you, because I've seen it before it aired. It is a wonderful episode. We call it Jailbreak Rainbows. So you say rainbows, you said they were out after pike. Well, that's because they couldn't get none. That's why. So they went after some rainbow trout. Fascinating episode. You do want to watch it for sure. Of course, if you're listening to this program right now, chances are you're not watching the show.
No, so go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, and that's broadcast dates right there. Or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
While you're at fishingcanada.com, do not forget, very important, do not forget the last of the 9.9s by Mercury Marine that we're giving away. And all you need to do is just enter the contest free of charge.
That's so easy.
And then there's a virtual draw being made on the 16th of December.
Yes.
And that'll get you hooked up. Hey, listen, we talked about Will Wegman at the Canadian Fishing Expo. Well, guess what? I've now got the dates in front of me. That's December 14th and 15th, if you're marking it down. Get the crayon out. Put it on the calendar. It's called the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo, and it is all set to attract the largest crowd in its history. In their new home, the Georgian College in Barrie, Ontario, is going to be the new home for the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. The best part about this thing, not only is it the only one of its kind in the entire country, the best part is it costs you $8 to get in, and that includes your parking. Get deals like this? This is incredible. So free parking, $8 to get in, and a bevy of great prizes that you can win once you get in the door. So you don't want to miss that. It features over 50 exhibitors, and many of them with the latest. Now, I've been reading this for a few weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to question it, and I probably shouldn't question it, but I'm going to question it.
Question it on air.
Yeah. It says many of them with the latest in fishing gear. Does that mean that not all of them have the latest in fishing gear? I'm just asking.
I don't know.
All right.
You have to ask Will when he comes on.
Will's going to come on. We can remind me to ask him.
I will.
But apparently many of them have the latest ice fishing gear and high-tech products like Panoptics, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If you have heard about this thing called Panoptics in the ice fishing kit that is available, I think it was available last year for the first time, You have got to go and check it out at the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo, because it has completely changed the game as far as ice fishing goes. So you want to check that out. Our very own The Doc, Gord Peiser, is going to be there, along with Will Wegman, who's going to come on the show here in a few minutes, and David Chong. They're all going to be speaking about, these are three of the top ice fishing experts in the nation. They're going to be there at the show. And it's all taking place at Georgian College, right off of the 400. Coincidentally, a stone's throw from the best ice fishing lake on the planet.
Yes.
Simcoe. So you might want to, you know, maybe make a weekend out of it and go ice fishing while you're there. All taking place on the 14th and 15th at Georgian College. If you like the ice fish, I love this line. I'm going to miss it when I have to stop reading it. If you like the ice fish, then don't be left out in the cold.
I like it.
Oh, wonderful. Visit the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo.com. That's Canadian Ice Fishing Expo.com. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.